United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan has welcomed President Bush's pledge to spend billions of dollars to fight the devastating AIDS epidemic in Africa and the Caribbean. In his State of the Union address Tuesday, President Bush said he will ask the U.S. Congress to triple U.S. spending on AIDS over the next 5 years, bringing U.S. assistance to $15 billion. More than 35 million people worldwide are infected with the HIV virus, and 25 million of them are in Africa. UN AIDS organizations say as many as 70 million people will die of the disease over the next 2 decades unless greater resources are made available for prevention and treatment. In a statement read by UN spokesperson Fred Eckhart, Mr. Annan congratulated Mr. Bush for providing stronger U.S. leadership in combating the disease and emphasizing the need to make antiviral drugs available.
We know from experiences on every continent that success is possible in preventing infection and in treating and caring for those infected. But too often, the lack of resources has prevented projects from growing into full-scale national strategies required for success. President Bush has confirmed his belief that AIDS can be defeated. I hope the U.S. Congress will accept the President's challenge and ensure the needed funding is made available as quickly as possible in keeping with the urgency of this crisis. And I hope that this example will encourage other governments to follow suit.
The UN Secretary General said Mr. Bush understands that the disease is also threatening the stability of the region as it ravages populations in the hardest-hit nations. Among the nations the White House is particularly targeting are Botswana, Ethiopia, Kenya, Namibia, and Haiti. Barbara Schatzel, VOA News, New York.